It's time for MedVid on Movies.
Simon Pegg wants to revisit scenes of his high school glory and to finish a night of determined drinking that he didn't quite complete 22 years before in The World's End.
This is our chance to finally conquer the golden mile. 12 pubs, 12 pints.
And six main characters who return to their picturesque hometown only to find that there's been a science fiction merger, or maybe a hostile takeover, combining elements of The Stepford Wives and Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
It's not us that's changed. It's the town.
Newton Haven has been taken over by robots.
We are going to get to the world's end if it kills us.
The World's End is not only the name of the movie, but the name of the pub that is their final destination. And despite expert performances by Simon Pegg, Nick Frost, Martin Freeman, Rosamund Pike, and Pierce Brosnan of all people, plus intermittent explosions of infectious humor, it takes these vivid and mostly likable characters much too long to reach their goal, and the film begins to stumble long before its anticlimactic conclusion. As a funny, bittersweet look at some of the disappointments of middle age, the film is effective, even brilliant, but when it begins throwing in apocalyptic special effects, loads of tiresome sci-fi violence, and an odd mixture of horror and comedy, it induces more hangover than inspiration. Rated R for lots of harsh language, extended fight scenes, and sex references, 2.5 stars for the intriguing and original The World's End that will probably satisfy fans of the other films in the trilogy, Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz.